You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Of all the possible outcomes, nobody on Friday's panel had Saints blowout. Nobody thought to look at the schedule and see it was Buccaneers total landscaping scheduled as the opponent. You all get mutes for them, all right? Here you go. There it is. Mutes for everybody. When you realize you want total landscaping from somebody for the rest of your life, you want the rest of your life to start totally landscaping as soon as possible. Terry Metzalis. New Orleans decimating Tampa. And I'm using that word literally because decimate means by a factor of 10. And it was 38-3. The Brady Breeze touchdown race went Brady up one, Breeze tie, Breeze up one, Breeze up two, Breeze up three. Good night. Tim Kalischel, I'm going to start with you. How do you explain a total landscaping like last night?
Well, just in keeping with your theme, after the game, Sean Payton said, who named these other guys Tampa Bay the winners? The media? That's not how we do things around here.
Okay.
Decided on the courts or in the field at play. So, and what was decided was Emmanuel Sanders was back. That's a lift. Michael Thomas was back. That's a physical and an emotional lift for that team. And suddenly they felt like, felt whole again. And let's go see where our ceiling is. They haven't been able to play like that for about 6 weeks. I don't think anybody thinks they're 30 points better than Tampa Bay, but you saw how the game got started, and you saw Tampa Bay's offensive line, complete inability to block, to protect against any of the Saints' blitzes, and things just got out of hand.
Bill Plaschke.
Wait a minute, Tim. This is Tom Brady's worst loss of his career, the worst loss. This is about Tampa. This is not about New Orleans. This is about Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich not knowing their player after almost a half a season. The terrible game plan, terrible coaching. They ran the ball five times, the lowest number of runs in NFL history. So much for the play-action pass, so much for the starting with the little dump-offs, trying to get Brady to go long. Brady had miscommunication with his receivers. He wasn't on one page with the rest of the team. This falls on the coaching staff. And afterwards, Arians had the nerve to throw little jabs at Brady for bad pass this and bad decision that. Why didn't Bruce Arians start taking responsibility for this? Terrible.
This is a flash. So you're putting this all on Arians and all on the coordinators here for a poor game plan.
Yes,
yes. L. Duncan, how did last night happen in your eyes?
Listen, because the Bucs, everybody had the Bucs coasting down 95 or whatever interstate goes to Tampa Bay, headed to the Super Bowl, completely ignoring the check engine light. Conversely, I don't agree with Bill. It doesn't always have to be about what Tom Brady isn't doing or didn't do. This is about the Saints and vindication for them, because just a few weeks ago, we were basically saying the Saints, to be consistent with my car analogies, needed a new chassis, and it turns out they just needed an oil change. And that oil change came, and of course, not only their offense coming together, but a vindication game for their secondary, who I watched last week give up a 73-yard touchdown drive in two passes to the worst passing offense in the NFL in the Chicago Bears.
Are you in the market for a new car, L? It seems like you really
are. I actually am.
Good use of the word chassis, by the way. Underutilized word. Pablo Torre, join us.
Yeah, I don't want to shy away from the fact that Tom Brady's quarterback rating was a GPA that my mom would have yelled at me for, 3.8. That was absurd.
Oh,
that's what
yes,
that guy
Bob.
Did really
oh,
in this game.
Okay,
but
yes.
the reason why he found himself caught in between a sad Gronk and Antonio Brown, the crematorium and fantasy island of the NFL, is simply because they were panicking, Tony. They were pressed for time. They were scrambling. Tom Brady was pressured 19 out of 41 drop packs in this game. And so Tom Brady, we've seen this now from the Buccaneers. They go as he goes, and he goes as that offensive line goes. And so as much as there are many factors involved here, the fact that they could not protect Tom Brady, who likes to go through his progressions and dissect the field and survey things, that's why we saw him as impotent as we've seen him all his entire career, basically.
Kalischel, I know you focused on the Saints part of it, but you heard everybody talk about Brady. How did you view him last night?
Right. Well, I mean, he was awful, and we see guys do that occasionally. But as Bill said, we've never seen Tom really sink to that level. And I think it goes back to, we had talked about Antonio Brown, and none of us were big fans of that move. It's like Tampa Bay thought they'd make this glitzy move. Let's add this, because that's the kind of team we are. They need to run the ball, protect Tom, do those things better. And until they can do that, they're going to have more games.
Flash, you like something this. You want to add?
Yeah, probably. You're talking about Brady being pressured because he didn't run any play-action passes, because he didn't run the ball. They knew he was going to pass it the whole time. It's all game planning on this. Brady never had a chance there. 46% pressures, 6 for 16 when pressured.
All right. I'm looking at this panel now trying to remember what was said in the last. Mina Kimes isn't here. I know that. The idea and rush to bury Drew Brees, is that now done and over with? L. Duncan?
I seem to remember the last time I was on
the
show.
Oh, yes. Good memory.
Me saying all this panic about Drew Brees because, well, he can't throw the ball, and all of a sudden he looks like Peyton Manning in 2015. He doesn't do that the last few years. What he does is sort of exist, right, with those middle-of-the-road passes and a lot of slants and crosses. What was encouraging last night to me is the fact that he did stretch the field probably more effectively than we've seen him stretch the field all season long. So I think the panic was just so unnecessary.
Points for the analysis, but a mute for the self-promotion. Mute is the mating call of self-promotion is the mating call of the mute button, I should say. Pablo, last word at the horn.
Yeah, let's not minimize Michael Thomas, right? Drew Brees throws to 12 different receivers. Yeah. That's all well and good. But the guy we call the best possession receiver in the NFL, he helps alleviate the problems when you have limitations on your arm.
And now, Kalishaw, if I recall, in the NFC, you love Tampa and you loved Seattle. We'll get to them. Both were roadkill last week. So let me go full knee-jerk here. New Orleans, best team in the conference now, Tim?
Today, yes.
Okay, there we go.
When all these teams, are very beatable. There's no Chiefs on that side of the ledger. Mm-hmm.
We're moving on. Now the instant classic in college this weekend. Notre Dame 47, Clemson 40. There's so much in how this game played out. And the two overtimes. And then add to it the field rush. Pablo Torre, Clemson now falling to number 4. Notre Dame moving up to number 2. Are you convinced Notre Dame is the better team?
I am convinced that they can beat the version of Clemson that does not have Trevor Lawrence on it. And by the way, that is no shade to Notre Dame because they put in this freshman quarterback who was the number one pocket passer in all of high school, DJ Uiagalelei, and that guy throws for 400 some odd yards and 2 touchdowns. So Clemson is still stacked. It's just that what happens when you put in the number one overall pick? That version of Clemson, as good as Notre Dame's defense historically has been, and in this game, of course, they gave up 40 plus, but that defense against that dude, that's where I want to pump the brakes and say this is not going to be the matchup we're going to see again when they possibly rematch in the ACC title game.
Tim, did you find yourself thinking Notre Dame was the better team Saturday night?
No, only on this occasion, only on that field, only without Trevor Lawrence. The odd thing about this is that Notre Dame, which has kind of dipped its toe in the ACC prior to this year, went ahead and took a plunge to get into it this year so they could have a schedule, and they will face this team again, and they will face them with Trevor Lawrence, and I think it'll be a different song.
Bo Plaschke?
Notre Dame outrushed Clemson by 171 yards. That doesn't change with Trevor Lawrence. Ian Book let him down the field against great pressure. That doesn't change against without Trevor Lawrence. And besides, DJ threw for 439 yards. Trevor Lawrence has thrown for 400 yards once in his career. There wasn't that much of a drop-off. Notre Dame, they're bigger this year. They're faster this year. They're a different team this year. They're a better team.
Hmm. And Elle, you seem a little perplexed by Mr. Plaschke there. Please, floor is yours.
Well, I love that Bill brought up what Trevor Lawrence doesn't play, which is defense. And I thought it was significant as I'm watching that game, remembering that by the conclusion of said game, Clemson finished with 3 defensive starters. So yes, they didn't have Trevor Lawrence, but they were also missing almost their entire defense. Like, this is, I get it, Notre Dame, we're so used to them spitting the bit that we want to make more about them beating a true freshman backup quarterback than is necessary. But this was a tall task for a Clemson team, and they dang near lived up to it. I wouldn't feel bad at all if I was the Tigers heading into that ACC championship.
So it was this game, and then, of course, what Florida did to Georgia. Is your college football playoff picture clear, Elle, or not?
I think this is probably what we expected. It's going to be Alabama. It's going to be Ohio State because they're going to find a way to put the Big Ten in, although we don't really know what the qualifications are for making it in with a shortened season at this point. It's going to be Clemson. And now there's some intrigue as to whether it's going to be Florida or potentially Notre Dame. But Florida's going to have to face Alabama in the SEC championship. They're not putting a two-loss Florida team in over a one-loss Notre
Pablo?
Dame team.
Yeah, this is my four, and I think Notre Dame winning this game just made a lot of people in Gainesville mad and disappointed. But the fact is, I think Clemson beats them in the rematch, and therefore, yeah, Ohio State, Alabama, and these two teams in the Final Four in the
Kalisha?
I don't know that it's a given that Florida loses that game to Alabama. I don't know what the toughest game Alabama's going to have to play before they get to the Gators.
Well, you've seen Alabama have some problems
Oregon,
on defense
anybody?
Earlier this year. Now looking at Florida's offense. Go ahead, Bill.
Wait a minute, Tony. How about Oregon? Nobody mentioned Oregon.
Oh, the Pac-12 wants to join the chat. Very interesting. Okay.
Right. Pac-12, seven games.
Oh, my goodness. Plaschke, you had 20 points going into the break. And now you just took them off you.
I had to mention it.
The field rush. Can we talk about that for a second? Notre Dame students being reprimanded by the university. Bill, what's the end result of all this?
It pains me to say this. Notre Dame is the most irresponsible university in the country. This is shameful what this is. They're just following the lead of their president, Jenkins, who showed up in the Rose Garden without a mask. Brian Kelly warned his team before the game. He told them they were going to rush the field. Yet apparently Notre Dame security didn't know or didn't care and let this, you got to call them now the Notre Dame inciting virus. That's their new nickname.
El Duncan.
Terrible for Notre Dame.
Teenagers and toddlers have two things in common, an invincibility complex. It is not my toddler's fault if she runs into the street, into traffic. It is my fault for not preventing her from doing it. Where was the protocols?
Pablo Torre?
Yeah, I know every young kid who feels invincible is making the decision. Is this worth it for me? This is a special thing. Upset number one, that's great. The problem is, it's like going hang gliding or going, you know, jumping out of an airplane and being like, okay, I signed the waiver myself, but the problem is, there are other people jumping out of the plane with you when the virus is contagious. And so I hope people always remember it's not just about you, it's about the other people you may stumble across accidentally. So yeah, enormous problem for
me. Tim Kalisha.
I understand the valid reasons college students have for thinking they're a little bit invincible to all this, but remember, they won that game because of a positive test for Trevor Lawrence, and they're surrounding the entire Notre Dame team after the game. Why don't you get all your players positive so they can't play? That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, that'll be the last. We're here taking a break right here. Plaschke and Torrey finding themselves in the lead. Duncan and Kalisha with some work to do when we come back. Buffalo Bills. Is somebody on this panel finally going to talk up the Buffalo Bills? We'll see in 2 minutes.
Nah.
Could happen.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
What Buffalo did to Seattle. 28 passes to 3 runs to start the game. And Josh Allen, the near perfect game. And Buffalo's defense picking off Russell Wilson twice. Bills 44, Seahawks 34. Have you come to praise the Bills, Bill Plaschke, or castigate Seattle, or slop some MVP love off of Wilson and maybe on to Josh Allen? Please, go ahead.
I hate to say this, Buffalo, but it's still all about Seattle. They allowed the second most yards in NFL history after 8 games. terrible, terrible defense. The offensive line is terrible, terrible. Russell Wilson, two touchdowns, two interceptions, two fumbles, first time in his career, pressured on almost half of his passes. The Seahawks are a better team. They need to get their line act together.
TC?
No, I'm praising Buffalo. They had to right the ship or fine-tune the car, as Elle would say, and get the engine going because they'd played badly for about a month. And I think you said it, they just came out, we're going to throw all day on this team. They can't do anything about it. We're not even going to pretend we need to run. And I think they got back into the AFC chase with Kansas City and Pittsburgh.
Bob LaTorre.
Yeah, I want to give a ton of credit to Buffalo for being 7-2 now. That's amazing. Leading the AFC, that's amazing. But when your game plan is this extreme, Tony, when your game plan is we're going to stick Josh Allen's arm down the Seattle secondary's throat over and over again, the most that it's ever been done in a dozen years of NFL action in a first half, then yeah, it's sort of this game plan that everybody's going to try to exploit, I think, going forward against the Seahawks defense, which is as porous as Bill and Tim said.
L. Duncan.
Yeah, man, I'm giving all the credit to Brian Daboll. Again, we always make it about who lost. Like, they knew what the weakness was for Seattle, and they completely exploited it. I think at some point in the second quarter, Josh Allen had fewer incompletions than touchdown passes. Like, they were absolutely ridiculous. Pete Carroll said after the game, he has no room in his mind for this game. And I'm like, well, do you have room in your stomach? Because it was a total gut punch. They thought getting Carlos Dunlap would help them. They thought that getting Jamal Adams back would help them. It did not. Buffalo went four wide and ran it on their throat.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two. Dolphins 34, Cardinals 31. There's Tua nearly tripling his passing in 1 week. And there's the decision to kick from Kingsbury here. It was 4th-and-1 from the Miami 31. The 49-yard field goal was short, and the game was lost because of it. Everyone had the same reaction. How could Kingsbury not go for it? But check this out. Here are the win probabilities. Kicking the field goal was 38.6%. Going for it was 30.7%. So kicking for it in some metrics was the right call. Seeing that, does it change how you feel about it, Timmy?
No, I still think it's the wrong play, and I'd go back a couple plays before that, before you get to that win probability, when he gets cautious. He did this against Seattle. He gets very scared, like he's got to kick it now, and they were able to come back and win Seattle's game anyway. But you got Kyler Murray. You can get a yard.
Bob LaTorre?
Yeah, I would have tried to scramble with Kyler Murray, who has more scramble yards than any other quarterback in the NFL this season, especially when there are 2 minutes left and Tua's going to get the ball on the back end. But it wasn't an egregious decision, just I think a narrowly wrong.
L. Duncan?
Yeah, I'll match all of your percentages with a number of my own. 70%, that's his conversion rate, is Cliff Kingsbury since he took over the Cardinals on fourth down. He's shown he has the chutzpah to do this in situations. I don't know why all of a sudden he went conservative yesterday. To Pablo's point, you don't expect that your kicker is going to miss by half a yard from a 49-yard field goal, but still, you should have definitely tried to push this game. Take some time off the clock.
Cardinals lead the league in yards per game. Think about that, and they couldn't get 1 yard. They didn't trust themselves to get 1 yard. This is a Kevin Cash decision that Kingsbury made. He wasn't watching the game. He was looking at the numbers. Bad call.
Tua, week two.
Blake Snell.
You're ready to call him Steve Young, Drew Brees? Go ahead, Pablo LaTorre. I know this is coming.
Yeah, I want to apologize to Tua as the only person whose beat involves Ryan Fitzpatrick at ESPN. I thought that, okay, maybe they were throwing him out as an experiment. He turns out to be experimentally pretty awesome against a defense that had just shut down Russell Wilson a week ago. So, apologies.
The moment is never too big for Tua, and as someone who is a Bulldogs fan, I certainly know that better than anybody. But no, he was really good, and it was great, and like, whatever.
We'll move on. Buy or sell three. Pittsburgh Steelers 8-0 at the halfway point. The last 10 teams to start 8-0, none won the Super Bowl. Look at that Hembo special, that statistic. The Steelers needed every second of the game to beat your Cowboys, Timmy. Is this a win is a win here for Pittsburgh, or was this maybe a concerning result for them?
I think it's a win is a win. I don't think they came to town thinking we're going to have trouble running the ball. Everybody else has just crushed the Cowboys' run defense. And the Steelers running back, 15 carries, 30 yards. They never could solve that all day. And
well, that doesn't sound like a win is a win. Pablo LaTorre, how about you?
The Cowboys quarterback was Garrett Gilbert. Garrett Gilbert, who was below Ben DiNucci on the depth chart. Like, this is not a thing to be proud of. The Steelers, by point differential, are more like a 6-win team and not an 8-win team, but they have an easy schedule, so they may be 12-0, and I'll be having the same conversation about them then, about how they're not actually as good as their
record. Duncan.
In the same way I would tell a friend that if he got a mysterious text from a supermodel telling him to send the credit card number, it's a trap. That's exactly what this was, and they lived to fight another day. I would be concerned with those slow starts if I was the Steelers, but stop it. They won their 8-0.
Flashy.
Yeah, Pablo, there's no NFL wins that you should not be proud of. This was a game, they could just come off two tough games against Tennessee and against Baltimore. This was a game that was going to obviously let down. They didn't let down. Credit to them for hanging in there and winning, actually.
Elle, would you like to tell Mr. Kalisha, Mr. Torrey, that there's a supermodel email waiting for them in their inbox right now? So maybe you guys
She's beautiful, and she can't wait to meet you fellas. Just, you
so
know,
so why didn't you guys do that while we have a showdown? Flashkey, Duncan, in 2 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Colts Ravens had this Marcus Peters interception, which was ruled nothing on the field, but changed to interception on review. Phillip Rivers was not happy about it. Did this decide the game, Bill Plaschke?
No, a terrible call, but Rivers is just mad about it because he completed more passes at or behind the line of scrimmage than he did beyond the line of scrimmage. So this is on Rivers.
Mm-hmm. L?
Yeah, no, this happened with 11 minutes left in the third quarter. They had time to recover, but this yet again proves that what is actually a catch in the NFL is one of the great mysteries. Who is Jack the Ripper? Where is Jimmy Hoffa? What the heck is an actual catch in the NFL?
If it was, in fact, an interception, then it would be a fumble when he lost the ball going down, right? I mean, wouldn't that be the case? I didn't get that one. We'll move on. Showdown two. Is Virginia Tech icing the kicker only to have blocking the kick and returning it for a game-winning touchdown called back and losing after that icing, the official end of icing the kicker strategy, L?
No, it won't be. Someone will choose to do it, despite analytics saying it doesn't matter, especially because after this, they then, does Liberty pick up an additional 8 yards, making it an easier field goal kick for their kicker. I bet you wish they could Hugh Freeze time and go
back.
Yeah,
you can't. If teams have timeouts, they're going to use them. They're going to keep using them. And I think it works. A lot of times I get, watching the games, I get iced. When a kicker gets iced, right. I personally feel iced.
Okay. Thank you very much for admitting that, Mr. Bill Plaschke. And I heard your Woody Page level joke, Hugh Freeze it out, from Ms. Duncan. 30 seconds of FaceTime, Mel.
I just want to send some light and some love to Giants safety Logan Ryan and his wife, Ashley. He got the game-winning interception yesterday, bringing a smile to a family that less than a week removed from losing their baby. It's a story you probably heard that the trainer for the Giants encouraged his wife to go to the hospital because she was feeling stomach pains. It turns out it was an ectopic pregnancy. And while that saved her life, they were unable to save the baby's life. I just want to tell them, as someone who is 8.5 months pregnant, I don't take this for granted, and I'm praying for your family.
Thank you very much for that, Elf. Thank you so much for that, and to the Ryan family. And now we say goodbye to Alex Trebek. It's been amazing seeing the outpouring from everybody here. It's one of the things that shared grief, we were just talking about this, Elf, provides, and why I would always ask you to consider sharing your grief. It's okay to be affected by the passing of someone you didn't know, and personally. And I have to say, Alex Trebek was so reliably there every night for me, 7 o'clock here. He was home. And now he goes home. Thank you very much. Alex Trebek, our condolences to the family.